Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org. Hey.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel, and it is Small Business Week, which is very exciting. And on the phone, I have Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, Julie McLennan, the Manager of Community Programs at Community Futures Wood Buffalo, and Natasha Hartson, Director of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at Economic Development. Hello.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. So we're on a conference call, so we can't see each other. So we might interrupt, but we're going to try really hard to get that sorted. So Small Business Week, let's talk about that. What does that mean for our community, or what is Small Business Week?
So Small Business Week is, it's actually something that started over 40 years ago by BDC. It is a week that's been put aside to celebrate the role that small businesses play in all of our communities. They're really the backbone of a lot of communities, a lot of societies. They may be small, they employ a smaller number of people, but together collectively, they become a large employer. They also provide a lot of variety. If you think of even Fort McMurray, and if you take away all of the larger stores and you think of what we have being offered to us, it's all these small businesses that provide variety and innovation to our daily lives.
Does it happen the same week every October, or does it move around?
Yeah, it's the third week of October every year.
Okay. And if we were going to classify what a small business is there like a cutoff for you can only have 20 employees, or does it just mean somebody lives local in the community, or how do you get called a small business?
It's defined differently by different people. Provincially, it's defined by 49 and under. So if you have employees with 49 or less. Federally, it's typically 99 employees or less. So it just sort of depends on who's defining it. But that would be the typical definition for employees, would be around that between 50 and 100 would consider small business.
And we always say, you know, hashtag shop local, and we are talking about the importance of shopping local, but I'm sure that we have a long list of some of the reasons why it matters to keep our businesses open in our community and to keep our dollars. Can you elaborate on that? What are some of the reasons that we need to shop local?
The reality is small businesses, they are a large proportion of the actual economy. In some cases, it goes up to about 98%. In Alberta, it's even more important because it does employ over 530 people, typical 530,000 people. And the reality is, especially with the new onslaught of e-commerce and online options for consumers, It's really important right now that we do celebrate, recognize, and give back to our small businesses, because without them, the economy will suffer, and in terms of revenue, but also in terms of jobs. So it's critical right now to recognize the contributions that they do give.
Just to jump in on what Julie's saying, I think it's really important to shop local, too, so that you're able to, like, we're able to have the businesses that we want to have. So shopping online and all of that is great, and there's opportunities for even our local businesses to get involved in shopping online. But if you want to have that local coffee shop you want to go to, or your favorite restaurant on the weekend, or any of these sort of little places that you can go that you enjoy the social atmosphere of being there, it's really, really important that we continue to shop local and support business, because if we don't, then they won't be here. So that's another really, really important reason to shop local, is because you want to actually have the business here, especially in a place like Fort McMurray, when we are 5 hours north of a major city. It's even more critical that we support our small businesses so that they are here for us when we need them.
Small businesses also contribute to the tax in the community, which then puts in money in terms of into infrastructure, into schools, into the various programs that we all then benefit from.
For sure. And I have to think about, you know, sometimes you might say, oh, it's always easier to just put it in my cart and remember to buy it later and wait that week and a half. But if you can't wait for a part for your car or a certain kind of nut for your cookies that you're making later, you need those small businesses to exist to be able to go and get them.
Absolutely. Also, small businesses very much support school team or school fundraisers and sports teams and all of those extra things that we, I know we hear people say that, but that truly is real. Amazon doesn't have their logo on any baseball team's jerseys, right? So
yeah.
There's that aspect of it too, is that there's that personal connection you have with business owners that's important to remember.
And so we know that as online shopping has become more and more prevalent, and then as well the staying home and the side of the COVID-19 pandemic, how are our businesses doing in our community?
Honestly, our businesses are hurting because we've had, well, it's been the fire and still recovering from the fire to COVID, and then we've had the flood. So there's still a number of businesses that have not reopened their doors or are recently reopening their doors. The COVID is bringing traffic, but lesser traffic. People are, they do have more of a tendency to want to shop online. This is a part and a side, but something that the Chamber will be championing going forward is initiative to help more of our small business get an e-commerce platform. But they are hurting. They're not seeing the traffic. And I think a lot of them, realistically, if we did not have the Canadian wage subsidy to support them, we would actually see a number of small businesses close.
Yeah, that's really important for sure. And to think about our small businesses, these are our families in our community that are real people who are contributing. And as well, that's their labor of love. That's their heart and soul that they've put into it. So to think of things closing down in these trying times, it just is really hard to put yourself in the shoes of someone that's going through that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if I can put a sort of cold hard number, is the Chamber's seen somewhere between 10 to 15% of businesses not yet reopen their doors from the floods and, well, COVID on top of that.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more about Small Business Week and how you can support our small businesses, as well as how you can win something to help you keep supporting them. We'll be right back here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. I have Julie McLennan, the Manager of Community Programs with Community Futures Wood Buffalo, and Natasha Hartson, the Director of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at Economic Development. Thank you so much for joining me and bearing with me in that mouthful.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you.
And the reason I have these wonderful ladies on the line is because we're talking about Small Business Week, and we're actually celebrating it this week, and there's a great contest going on, and I would love to hear how we in Fort McMurray are celebrating Small Business Week.
Small Business Week is really the opportunity to celebrate the local businesses that make our community great. It could be the barbershop that always gets your hair perfect, as a lot of people can attest to. That's vital. It could be the independent grocery store that sponsors your team, your dance, your child's dance team, hockey team. It could be the, you know, print shop that makes sure they get your order right. It's really the opportunity this week, and truthfully all year long, is to give thanks, recognize their contributions, and just basically show them how important and critical they are to both your life and the general vitality of the community.
You guys have teamed up to do something really fun for Small Business Week and to encourage some great engagement around it. What's that all about?
This year, Small Business Week, it's kind of taking a little bit of a different turn. The reality is the issues and the challenges that we have with COVID, it limits the opportunities for us to be together, to whether it's to celebrate in person. This year we wanted to have a creative approach. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it is the businesses that are the center of it. So we wanted to have a fun social distance option to actually celebrate them. So we came together, all three organizations, to come up with a creative way that involves the community in a way that tells the story of their experiences. So recognizing those businesses, the mom and pop shops, the small businesses, the community, telling the story, telling about a great experience they had, recognizing that businesses, and using social media as the platform to gain these stories and basically advertise the businesses. So it's basically twofold, celebrate the businesses, but also use it as a way to market it, but have a really great local business story to share.
And speaking on great local business stories to share, does anybody have a story of just getting that extra mile of service?
So I guess I don't know if it's above and beyond, but I think what I think of when, personally, when I think of small business and what gets me excited about them and why I appreciate them so much is when I get a Saturday where my husband will take care of my three-year-old, I love a day where I get to go to my favorite yoga studio and just enjoy a really great experience. And then I usually go grab a coffee after that, hit up my favorite craft store and sort of peek around and get to see what's new and fun there. And then also usually like to top that off with a pedicure at the end. So if I get my day, the Natasha day in Fort McMurray, those are the kinds of things I like to do. And I think it's amazing that we actually have lots of options to do all of those things in Fort McMurray.
Natasha, I want to come on your Natasha day. Can it be a Natasha and Steph day? That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome.
I could think of a flower company. My dad always sends me flowers for Valentine's Day. He's so sweet. He lives in Ontario. And he sent me flowers last year on Valentine's Day, but my husband had taken us on a little weekend getaway to a B&B. And so they tried to deliver the flowers to my house, but I wasn't home. And so they called me to say, like, when are you going to be home? And I'm like, I'm not. I'm staying downtown. And they're like, okay, we'll bring them there. And I was like, my goodness, what service to make sure that I got my flowers for my dad on Valentine's Day was just such a heartwarming experience. And that's a local small business that's just made such a difference in my night. And I'm sure that they were offering that same customer service to everyone.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool when businesses go above and beyond. And I think that's the key to a small business that can happen that doesn't happen when you're a big box store or an online shop. You can't really add that personal level of service that you get from a small business.
And even going in person as well. I mean, sometimes you don't know what you need until you see it. And again, my story is also a small boutique in town that basically does florals, also has the gifts. So, I mean, that's my go-to place. Going there and building a nice little gift basket, and it's really thoughtful touches. So it makes the experience so much easier. And then being able to kind of create something and take something and share something that is so well thought out, you know, put together with basically love and creating something perfect, that's really appreciated. So, I mean, I've had that experience numerous times, and that I can only get from actually going to my local store and actually getting those services.
I can add a very short one, which is my hairdresser. He totally pampers me with extra time massaging my head. If I'm getting a color or any sort of treatment, I get a shoulder massage. I mean, it's such an amazing experience. I go home feeling so pampered, so relaxed off of the experience. And again, it's that small business that goes the extra. You know, it's not a commercial experience. It's a personalized experience.
Absolutely. Well, how easy was it for us to come up with these great stories with these local businesses? And that is kind of the premise of the contest, where you can win 500 Fort McMurray bucks to spend at some small businesses here. And we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we come back, we're going to tell you some details of how you can enter that contest and win those dollars to help keep supporting our local businesses.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Before the break, we were chatting with Diana and Julie and Natasha about Small Business Week, and there is this really exciting contest. We were sharing some personal stories of wonderful businesses in our community have made a difference in our day, and it is that easy to enter this contest. Julie, can you tell us the details?
Yeah, with pleasure. So Small Business Week runs from the 18th to the 24th, so we are basically knee-deep in it right now. It started yesterday. So the goal is to share your small business story. So it could be on platforms on social media. It could be Facebook. It could be Twitter. It could be both. I think there are benefits to doing both. So it's really critical to include the hashtag WB Small Business Week and also to tag the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Now, in the event that the business actually isn't on social media, tag the business, but if they're not, definitely mention the business name and share your business story. Talk about your personal experience, how wonderful the service was. We just basically want to highlight that. So in each story that's on social media with the correct tag will result in an entry. Now, the entry is to win $500 in Fort McMurray bucks. It's basically dollars that can be used for the Chamber of Commerce that can be spent locally with participating vendors. The live draw will take place on October the 20th, 4 p.m., which is Monday, but the competition itself runs from the 18th to the 24th.
Perfect. I know you were saying if we have this hashtag shop local, but it's not just about buying things locally. It's about using services too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, with the shop local campaign, there's certainly an emphasis on retail. But we really want this campaign to highlight all small businesses. It could be your favorite mom and pop automotive shop, locally owned. It could be your favorite fitness studio. It could be your favorite restaurant, sandwich shop. Really, the bottom line is any small business. We want to make sure that we highlight whether it's an actual service or a product. Those are the businesses that we want to focus on, highlight, and basically celebrate.
And, you know, I love this, is telling the stories. And if you're taking the time to enter the contest, take it a step further and go and put that review on their sites and on Google so that will help the business as well, which is just kind of a fun extra step that will make somebody smile. Natasha, theme of Small Business Week this year is Forging the Way Forward.
Yes. So BBC themes each year, and this year is Forging the Way Forward. As we know and can recognize that there's lots of challenges that businesses have been faced with this year. And so this is an opportunity to pay tribute to small business owners and to talk about how much they contribute to our community. And it's important that we find ways to support these small businesses as we move forward during such uncertain times. So I think it's a very fitting theme for the year, and we really want you to I think we want to really talk positively about how we can move forward with small business right now.
I know, Diana, you wanted to say a little something about how this came together.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Steph. So this whole thing morphed. I'm pretty new to my role, and, you know, it was brought to my attention Small Business Week was around the corner. And it was just in a conversation with Julie and Pam from Community Futures and Natasha, casually talking about this new virtual world. How do we celebrate these businesses? How do we really highlight their importance during this important week? And it was brainstorming. Julie took the lead in terms of pulling it together. Natasha came on board, sponsored the prize, offered the video services, and it really could not have come off without the support of these two ladies. So it really was a collaboration, and I really want to thank them for their support in us being able to take this off the ground.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me. Unfortunately, that's about all the time we have for today. Did any of you, Natasha, Diana, or Julie, want to add anything?
Shop local. Thank you.
For your listeners, get out there. Go shop, dine, come on. Go to the automotive store. Celebrate. Share your stories.
Love it. And make sure when you do, you hashtag WB Small Business Week and tag the Chamber of Commerce to be entered to win 500 Fort McMurray bucks. Thank you so much to my guests this morning, Diana D'Souza, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, Julie McLennan, the Manager of Community Programs at Community Futures Wood Buffalo, and Natasha Hartson, the Director of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at Economic Development. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.
And this has been Fort McMurray Matters here on Mix 103.7. If you missed it, you want to hear more, make sure you check out our podcast on mix1037fm.com. We upload it every single day. And make sure you tune in every day at noon for a fresh episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.